Sharpologist.com.
You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Burley, and today is January 21st, 2019. All right, guys, welcome back to the podcast and a great edition we have for you today. We're going to keep going on with some BermaShave responses from listeners. That's right, last week or the week before that, I'm sorry, we talked about some BermaShave, you know, jingles and all about BermaShave. Well, we're going to continue it. I requested some people send me some emails. I got two really good emails that I wanted to share, guys. Some BermaShave jingles from a gentleman who was actually doing that for another contest a couple of years ago. And I got a really nice picture of a BermaShave cabinet in the show notes here. So take a look at that. Really awesome shaving cabinet. Also sent in by a listener. So thank you guys for sending them in. We'll give you some more individual recognition as we get on with the show. Also, stuff to look out for in 2019. Part 2, software and vintage apparel. That's right. Part 1, we talked about newer items and razors and brushes, right? And we're going to talk more a little bit about this. There's going to be actually possibly a three-part series. So I got to just see if there's anything else going on. But I thought that for Part 2, this would definitely software, which is soap and aftershave, and then some vintage apparel as well. So, without further ado, let's get on with the show. All right, guys, stuff to look for in 2019. That's what we're going to start off with. And, you know, we discussed, as we previously mentioned, we discussed brushes, right? We said that declaration brushes are going to be big and varlet brushes and stuff. Just hard to come by stuff that's going to be very popular and possibly, you know, the next big thing in wet shaving. So now it's time to talk about software. And I have a few predictions of what, you know, popularity, collectability, overall interest is going to be. And this is something that, you know, I do a lot of reading about wet shaving, probably more than I should, but I do. And I've noticed a trends coming and going in the last, you know, 11 or 12 years. And it seems like every year there's some sort of trend, but lately there's been more trends than in the past, right? But I'd say 2018, at the end of the 2018, was slowing down a little bit. I think everybody's a little bit worn out. Big year for wet shaving. You know, we had a lot of razors introduced. We had a lot of stuff taken away. Vendors coming and going. It was just a big year. And before we get into stuff to look for 2019, the question keeps coming up. I gotten three emails about it last week. You know, why are these vendors bowing down? Like, why are they leaving the business? And I think I've explained it probably in the past. If you've been listening for a couple of years to this podcast, we've been talking about this and that. Well, guys, when you do a part-time job and you do something that you love, it gets difficult at times. You know, sometimes it doesn't pay the bills. Sometimes it's just not worth the time. And think about this. If you're a guy making soap and you sell, and I've mentioned this before, if you sell 40 or 50 soaps a week, that's great. Say you make $10 a soap profit. And I think that's probably very high, right? That's only $400 or $500 a week. You know, that's not enough to maybe quit your day job. So you're talking about a part-time job that probably takes 4 to 5 hours a night to do just to make this stuff, right? Curing it, labels, all that. And then you got to talk about all the emails you get from everybody sending you an email saying, oh, I want this kind of scent. Can you make me a custom thing? You know, artisans are great. I really appreciate them. And I think we all do in the wet shaving world, but it's very tough to stay in, you know, to make that your full-time job. A lot of these guys work, do this for fun. So if they decide to shut down after a while, it's understandable. So all the time I get emails from listeners, and I really don't mind, you know, answering them regarding vendors and regarding how come this isn't coming out yet. Can you help me get my... I had a bad purchase. Can you help me fix this? That was... we talked about this last year. And unfortunately, I can't. But I can tell you just to understand where they're coming from. Because I, for one, am one of those type of people where, you know, this podcast sometimes is recorded at 2 or 3 in the morning. Or 11 or 12 o'clock at night, depending on, you know, my work schedule. A lot of planning has to go into it, believe it or not. And it's difficult at times because, you know, you have your day job. Sometimes you just get up from bed and you're just like, you're tired. You know, you can't do it. So for all you vendors out there, for all of you wondering why vendors come and go and come and go and do all that good stuff, understand this, that it's tough to make a hobby and something you love, you know, the breadwinner for you. You know, it's tough to, sometimes we got to do a day job that we don't love in order just to make, provide for our families. And we do our, you know, artisan hobby because we do love it and we do make a few dollars on the side. So I know this is kind of going sidebar and that's what I tend to do. And it, you know, a few people appreciate it, a few people don't. But that's just the nature of it. So we're talking about artisans now. We're going to revisit this on the last show of the year when we do the, you know, the type of the recap of the whole year when we do that year in review episode on the last show of the year. And we'll see what happened. We'll see if my predictions were right. Because I'm not the best at gambling. So I'm not the best at reading things. But I do know trends and I can see that from the wet shaving world being very involved in it. All right. So enough sidebar. Let's get on with stuff to look for in 2019 with software. All right, guys. So in general, I think duck fat soaps are going to be very big this year. And I'm going to tell you why. The last 3 years have been duck fat, coming here and there, trying different tallows, right? Duck fat seems to work long term. But I can tell you that there are a lot of other tallows that don't. Like I've seen lamb tallow. I've seen some different types of tallow. There's some weird tallow, pig tallow, whatever. And yeah, it might make a good soap. But after several you know months or years, they break down. I had a soap that was made from a tallow that was weird, like an off towel. And the soap was great when I first got it. I go put it away, as wet shaver does. I have many soaps, so I go through a lot of my, in my rotation. I go to pick it up, and it's water. It's like liquidy mess, like ice cream that's been melted. I threw in the garbage. I'm like, well, I'm not going to really affect the vendor too much. I don't want to ruin their business. But I will let them know. I did send an email to this artisan saying, hey, this broke down. I don't know if it's your tallow content or if it's something else. So, rightfully so, when using these exotic tallows, they're great. They're awesome. They're great to sell things, right? But do they last the term of time, right? Not really. Some of them do, some of them don't. But duck fat soaps have, because I have several duck fat soaps that are great and the performance is just excellent. So it's been on the rise for the past several years. I'm certain that this year it's going to be the same. The scent performance and most of all the rarity of these soaps just keep wet shavers looking for more. So a couple of artisans to look for is Bufflehead. Bufflehead kind of took their hits or miss with their releases. You can get one or not. They sell out within seconds. But if you haven't tried Bufflehead soap, I highly recommend it. It is a duck fat soap, probably one of the hardest to find and one of the most valuable. But they are excellent soaps. They really work well. I have, I think, three of them. Most of them I bought from, honestly, I probably bought secondhand or from somebody on the BST. But for the price, if you can get one brand new, like $21, they're excellent soaps. They're really good. Scents are good. Performance is great. I have one that I've had for like 3 years that still spot on, works very well. Another one would be the grooming department company, soap company. They also make, they're starting to make aftershaves, and I think he's making a razor too. He's one that uses a lot of tallows, different tallows, but many of them, and what really made them popular was the Millard, which is a duck fat soap, base soap. And this sells out quickly as well. I think there's a couple on his website right now. The unscent is online. But this one does stand the test of time. So, I mean, I saw he used the duck fat soap. He's experimented with lamb tallow and other different tallows, donkey milk, a couple other ones. And they all seem to work very well. But the duck soap that they has, the duck fat soap, Millard, and the other versions of Millard seem to work very well for me. And Oleo Soapworks also has a Smoke on the Water, which seems to be most popular duck fat soap that they carry. I haven't used that one yet, but I'm sure that other people out there can tell you if you read the reviews on the actual soap itself. And those are the three real big ones that I could find that have primarily they use duck fat, right? So take a look at duck fat soaps. Try them out if you haven't. They are very popular. Now, some your mileage will vary, right? May vary. So some of us may love it. Some of us may hate it. But all in all, it is definitely going to be big this year with 2019. I just predict more and more duck fat soaps coming out. So I think that duck fat soaps in general are going to be big for software. Okay, moving along is also special releases. What does that mean? Well, if it's limited by a well-known vendor, chances are it's going to be popular. That's why I made this such a broad category. And that's right from the show notes, guys. Wet shavers love limited releases. And it will be a big part of 2019. So, what's a special release? If Barrister and Man comes out with a special release, if, you know, Phoenix Artisan and Krushmas comes out with one, if Katie's Bubbles comes out with one, those special releases are always big because they are limited and usually special scents. Those soaps and aftershave sets are usually the number one thing to look for when it comes to software, in my opinion. I think that special releases are going to be big this year. I think there are going to be more of them. I think you'll notice that there'll be, you know, more meetups, more grab bags and stuff, which is limited edition soaps, and I think they're going to sell out very well. So check them out, guys. All the special releases. This is such a broad category, but I think that it's going to be big, right? Another one I think is going to be big as well is the PAACK6 formula. If you haven't tried the Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements, if you're a fan of their soaps, that new CK formula, CK6 formula, is pretty solid. It is a non-tallow base. If you're a vegan, it's a vegan base. And it's just serious stuff. I mean, I got to try a little bit of it, and the Doppelganger series is really nice. Out of all the stuff that Phoenix has made in the past, you know, 6-7 years, I think this is their best base yet. It's a little bit more on the pricier side, but totally worth it. Check it out, guys. I think this is going to be big. Now, will it be limited availability? I'm not too sure. I didn't speak to Doug regarding this. I didn't ask him any questions regarding the availability. But, hey, listen, if you see it, you want it, get it. And you won't be sorry. A lot of people have rave reviews, great lather, great scent, doesn't break down, good stuff. So check that out. Okay, so let's move along with vintage apparel, right? And the number one vintage item of the year, I think, is going to be still the Gillette Toggle. I think that the Gillette Toggle has been solid for years. And the price point is still roughly around the same. You can get a Toggle for about $225 without a box in decent shape. And you could have gotten one $225 probably 5 years ago, right? And maybe it was a little bit higher prior to that. But really, it's just still very popular. And there's not that many on eBay lately. So I looked on eBay. I saw one or two. A little overpriced. But usually if you get one, you can get one for about $225. That seems to be the average price I see with a Toggle. Now, if you're unfamiliar with the Toggle was made only known in limited quantities. It was the first adjustable design by Gillette that didn't really make it, right? It kind of failed. And the Fat Boy, the Gillette Fat Boy was the, or the 195 is the one that replaced it. So 1960 is the most popular. Several hundred thousand were made. And 1958 was also another popular one. Then there's a bunch of serial number ones and prototype ones and stuff like that. Which you could see, though, the value of those have gone down tremendously. But the regular Toggle, solid. Very, 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 very solid. So you can, if you have one, don't worry about losing value on it. If you were looking to buy one, you're going to probably pay about the same that you've been paying for years. So I think it's going to be a big year for Toggles. I think they're still going to be very popular. And I think as you know, vintage collectors still look around, even with the new modern pieces coming into the game, a Toggle is always on somebody's wish list. So check them out, guys. Gillette Toggle. We also have an article that we wrote here on Sharpologist that's pretty interesting, more about the Toggle and the whole system. And, you know, I was able to get a lot of information from Gillette. So check that out, too. The Amazing Toggle. That's the story. All right. And one more safety razor that from the vintage times, which I think is going to be big, is the Eclipse Red Ring safety razor. Currently about $230, $300 maybe less with the case, maybe less without the case. Its unique design has been making collectors go crazy for years, but last year I saw a lot of people getting into it, so I think it's going to be one of the top vintage collectibles this year as well. It's made in England, but not made by Gillette, so it's a little bit rarer to get in the United States, because a lot of that time, mostly it was Gillette being distributed here, right? And wasn't really many, you know, imported or exported razors. We exported a lot of Gillette, but we didn't bring in too much of anything else, right? So it's only increased the popularity. Price has gone up steadily, but the design of the head is actually where it's at. It looks almost like a slant razor. Performs very well with the grooves in it. Check them out if you haven't tried a Red Eclipse. I'm probably getting a lot of collectors angry right now by mentioning it because now everybody's going to be looking for one. I have never had the privilege of using it, but I've read nothing but rave reviews. And it's an English made razor. Check it out. Usually eBay or the BSTs and some groups will have a few of them here and there. But very, very awesome. Cool looking razor and great performing razor. And I think I didn't put this in the show notes because I was going to wait, but I really would like to talk about it because we do have some time today. Is vintage brushes. And, you know, there's a couple of good ones, but I think that rubber set 400 is still going to be pretty solid. If you're into vintage brushes, the rubber set 400 is probably the most replicated design of any vintage brush, right? If you have one, you've seen it. I think Razor Rock makes one. Phoenix makes one. Somebody from Spain makes one. Another company from here makes one. It's been 3D printed. It's been made like this. It's been replicated. It's been restored. It's been, you know, re-knotted, all that good stuff. It's just one of those brushes that design is just really, really popular. And it's not too much on it. So I'm trying to figure out more about this actual brush. You can get some new old stock ones. I've actually had a couple, and I still have one today that's not really in that great a shape, but I have it re-knotted. And I use it quite often. I think it's going to be pretty popular for 2019 just because that design is so popular with newer stuff that people will start looking for the older one. Now, you can get one that's with the original knot and stuff for about $75 to $80, restored probably about $150 at the most. I mean, I think I bought one for like $60 that needed a knot, and I put the knot in myself and everything like that. I mean, it's a little bit difficult to knot that razor yourself because there's no, like, on the actual ferrule or the blank on it, there's no like ending to it. So you can't really like stick anything in there, and you could have to adjust your loft by yourself and then mix it in. There's a couple videos out there on how to do it. But really cool, really great razor. Brush. And I think it's going to be pretty big for collectors in 2019. All right, guys, moving right along to the Burma Shave Challenge. That's right. I asked last week or the week before that if somebody can come up with some Burma Shave stuff. And one of the listeners, his name is Bob, he was able to send me a picture of his cabinet that says Burma Shave on it. And if you're looking in the show notes right now, it's got a little mirror. It's a shave cabinet with like a little spot for a towel. It says Burma Shave on it actually has a brush and a soap, like a mug, which is weird because they were always not really into the brush and soap. So I don't know how vintage it is, if it's a replica or anything like that. But it is really cool. And it says, every shower now can snore. Or can share. I'm sorry, it's hard to read. 6 more minutes than before. Okay, so I did it. So sorry, guys. I'm reading the picture, and it's a little bit hard to read. It's very small. Probably need glasses, which I'll be checking out very soon here. So really cool cabinet. Check out the picture. And thank you, Bob, for sending it in and sharing that with us. So then Joe, another listener, Joe, shared some of his Burma rays from a Mama Bears contest, which was back several years. And he shared a couple of them with us. I'm going to read them off to you because I think it's cool. And it says Mama Bears at the end, but I'm going to add Burma Shave to it just to see if it really flows really well. So this is what he wrote. Slow down. There is no rush. Take the time to load your brush. Burma Shave. The next one goes, first off, I got to stop right there, right here. That was pretty awesome. Slow down. There is no rush. Take the time to load your brush. Burma Shave. That is pretty cool. Unfortunately, with Burma Shave, they didn't use a soap, but it would work really well with Mama Bears. But it just that's what we're looking for with these type of like jingles. Now we're going to try another one that he also wrote, which is for Mama Bears. But I'm going to add Burma Shave to the end of it as well, just to see how it flows. The shaving soaps with such rich scents, the landlord came and raised the rents. Burma Shave. That's pretty awesome. I'll read that one more time. The shaving soaps with such rich scents, the landlord came and raised the rent. Burma Shave. That is pretty cool. That's a good one. So, Joe, thank you very much for sharing these with us today because they are awesome. These are some of the best jingles I've seen, and I couldn't thank you enough for sharing this with us today. Now, I'm sorry. I forgot there's another one. I'm going to read it off as well. I'm going to add Burma Shave to the other. I'm sorry, I almost forgot it. Amazing scents for dapper gents, 4-ounce tubs. It just makes sense. Burma Shave or Mama Bears. That one's pretty good too. So Joe, you did solid work with this. I have to admit, you did a great job with these Burma Shave little jingles. So great job, and thank you very much for sending them in because I really enjoyed reading them. I'm sorry, I almost forgot the last one. I had it on the show notes. I'm scrolling down, and I almost forgot it. All right, guys. So if you have a Burma Shave like advertising campaign, or if you have some cool pictures of anything Burma Shave, please send it in. I know I talked about using the brushless shave cream to review because I have 2 tubs of it. I haven't had a chance to do that yet. I've been using regular soap, but I will. I will hopefully by the next cast, and I might do a video of it. I'm in the process of kind of moving right now, where we, as I mentioned prior, with the coming of our son, so it has been announced I am having a boy. So I'm very, very excited about that. And he will be here in May. And we are moving from our current location in Lake Worth, Florida, down to Delray Beach, Florida. The house has been purchased and is being restored, fixed up right now. We're doing things. We're painting and having floors put in and all that good stuff. So we got like a house that needs a little bit of work, and we're doing the work and having a great time doing it. And I'm learning a lot. I mean, I've done a lot of home remedy stuff before, and I'm having a great time. But so we'll be relocating. So I haven't had too much time to shave with new stuff yet. I've been just shaving stuff with that's really like comfortable with, because I just don't have the time to sit there and write you do a video. But I should be doing one more video before we do leave our current home and moving into the next one. And this next month is going to be kind of crazy. So the podcast will still go on, guys. No worries. We will still be here. And I will update you as I go, as we go. And also, I am going to find the baby set with like the brush and the razor. If you guys seen that for like little kids with the little spray foam and has like a shave brush and like a safety razor on it for a little kid to practice, I'm looking for one of those. I've been going to a couple stores, couldn't find it. Found it online, but I really want to find it in a brick and mortar store. So if you do know of anywhere that has that set, that I would like that to be his first toys that I put in his room. And I'll have him review it when he's two or three. So thank you. Guys, if you do know where that set is, if you've seen it in a store, send me an email, joe.whatshavingnews@gmail.com. All right, guys. So that concludes our show for this week. Remember, our show is powered by Sharpologist.com, what your father didn't teach you about shaving. Special thanks to Mark, a.k.a. Mantic59, and most of all, you guys, the listeners. Don't forget to check out my blog site at shavestraightandsafe.com. And feel free to email me at any time at joe.whatshavingnews@gmail.com. Check out my YouTube channel with the link in the show notes. And remember, as always, shave straight and shave safe. Our next show will be on the 4th of February, and that will be the Groundhog's Day edition. All right? So till then, guys, bye-bye now.